Police are investigating hate leaflet that was sent to a Polish newspaper in Nottingham. So the leaflet features a copy of an original cartoon by Christian Adams of the Evening Standard of Home Secretary Sajid Javid with the words, "Migrants, our country needs you to stay away." Underneath the words, "Brexit means Brexit," and an offensive message saying the recipients should just get out of England have been added to the original cartoon. It was actually received on Monday by Polish language newspaper East Midlands Po Polsku, which is published as like a non-profit organisation based in Forest Road West. So the leaflet was in an envelope and kind of printed to be sent to this newspaper. The editor, who lives in Nottingham and who opened the envelope first, said that that they're just a respected local newspaper for the Polish community, and they couldn't believe that they were holding a hate note in their hand. She also added that she came here in the 90s and feel that Nottingham is her home. However, there are moments where she thinks she should go back to Poland. She also said, "When I meet someone who's going back, it makes me think quite a bit. It has happened quite a bit since the referendum, and it's a difficult moment." So I think what we're seeing here is obviously this blatant kind of Europe-based racism. Would you agree that that's kind of the situation here?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that's really stood out to me here is I think this is a very, very clear example of Brexit directly influencing people and, you know, to hold more racist views. The fact that they've actually explicitly referenced Brexit in the leaflet, I mean, you couldn't get any clearer than that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, definitely a rise in anti-immigration, anti-European racism for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's extremely targeted as well, because I think you hear like a lot of these a lot of these like claims and lots of people saying things like, you know, so and so should go back to their own country and things like that, but something this so kind of maliciously targeted to a newspaper is quite worrying. There was like another case in Beeston, I think it was like a week ago, of similar kind of anti-Polish sentiments, where there was like a mini protest. It was quite pathetic. I think there was like 10 grumpy middle-aged men shouting at this Polish butchers. I think it's in Beeston town centre. And it's the same kind of rhetoric. It's just picking on Polish people and continuing this, go back to your own country, go back to your own country. And it's quite worrying how easily people can kind of just swing on to that viewpoint. And I think like now I've seen like two different examples of this in Nottingham. Do you think it's a case just for here? Do you think like Nottingham could be like singled out as that, or
as being particularly bad for racism?
Especially of like this kind of European base.
It's very difficult to comment on something I think as specific as that when I'm not like kind of a specialist on the subject, and I haven't I've only lived in two places properly in my life, mm-hmm. and that would be Nottingham and my hometown. But since being in Nottingham in the last like 3 years, not only do I feel like I've seen quite a lot of racism, I also feel like I've seen a rise in it. From 2 years ago, I feel like when I first started at uni, I feel like it's becoming more and more frequent.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is definitely a big problem that's being faced by Nottingham. It is something that we should try and address. And I think a lot of it doesn't necessarily... I mean, some of it goes on within the student community, but I think a lot of it goes on beyond that. So I think it's easy to come to uni in a city and not necessarily see those other sides to it.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's interesting to consider like the view of the students, like what we see as something that is worrying and how we kind of view racism, because obviously on campus we're kind of quite lucky to be in this bubble, although naturally, you know, there have been some sad, you know, cases of racism on campus. There are things in place that can easily address that, but we're kind of protected by the SU and things like that, and obviously me and you are lucky enough not to have ever kind of experienced anything like that. And I think Yeah, is it something that we should be kind of being more aware of as students, almost like getting more in touch with our local community and being aware of these issues?
I think 100%, and I think, you know, the best ways of prohibiting racism is definitely through like education and through people actually understanding each other, because I think where it stems from is a lack of understanding. But what do you think would be like a really direct way of trying to stop things like this from happening?
I think it's quite difficult, obviously, to make kind of direct action against this almost ideological attack. But I think what we need to start doing is just, you know, keep obviously going to these businesses and keep targeting these people that are trying to abuse just regular members of the community. Like, we need to start pointing these out, treating them as hate incidents, getting the police involved, and not kind of normalizing stuff like this. Because I think it was interesting the point you made about racism rising in Nottingham over the past kind of 2 years, because I think although there's been a reduction in kind of casual, almost like, say, like social racism, like how people talk about race among like their peers, I think although that's reduced, there has been an increase in almost active racism, if you know what I mean. Like, people enjoy going out and just having a go at someone, and it seems ridiculous. And the more we point this out and say this is a problem, the more we can almost mock these people that are just wasting their lives away trying to harass members of the Polish community. I think we need to point that out. But I think maybe that's something the SU could push a little bit more, kind of
maybe actually calling people out and saying, you know, you can't say these things, like, mm-hmm. very in a very direct way. But I think in terms of like Brexit as well, I feel like there's like a rhetoric that's kind of being like encouraged by everyone from like, and including like Remainers, of like, we're now this like national laughing stock.
Yeah.
Which I think, like, you know, although there's probably some truth in that, I think that it can be quite a dangerous game to play, kind of making people feel like everyone thinks that the UK is stupid and, you know, that we've made all these massive mistakes, because I think that's the kind of thing that then makes people feel insecure within their own national identity.
Completely.
And then makes them feel like they need to go and attack somebody else for their national identity.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. It's like, yeah, it's almost like identity by arguing. It's just like people... this, you know, I'm this, so I must hate this group. I'm this, so I must hate this group. And it kind of comes down to that obsession with people knowing kind of where they came from and who they are. And I think the more and more we try and break that down, I think as students, we're actually really quite good at not doing that, at kind of being a bit more relaxed. You know, in the same way that obviously there's this kind of generational difference on our views on, say, like gender, sexuality, race, all of that. I think the more we become a little bit more accepting and not just viewing things as, you know, black and white, I think it all kind of adds in together. But yeah, I think in particular with Brexit, it's hard to say what to do, because technically there's not really anything we can do. It's not like we can storm into, you know, Downing Street and make change from where we are. But I think...
But there's certainly ways that we can try and limit the negative... the negative, what's the word I'm looking for, like repercussions of it.
Oh, completely. You know,
clearly we do need to leave the European Union, but we need to do so in a way where things like racism don't become commonplace. Mm-hmm. And I think that should be the priority of the people in government, and also just everyone around us. We should all be trying to make a conscious effort to make Brexit the best of a bad situation, I think.